Good evening, and welcome to Sleep With Me. This is the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, snuggle in, and press play. What we're going to do is distract you, take your mind off of whatever's racing through your brain, keeping you up, keeping you worried, keeping you distracted, keeping you awake. The story's going to take your mind off of that. And as it goes on, it's going to get a little bit more and more boring. And soon, you'll either find yourself waking up because your alarm went off, or you'll find yourself drifting off into deep sleep. That's why that's what this podcast is for, just to help you fall asleep. If it's your first time here and you're having trouble sleeping, or you want something to ease you into the bed, to help ease you off into dreamland, or maybe you just want some background noise when you're working on a project, just give this podcast a listen. And if you have any feedback, you can reach us at feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. We're on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. You can ask me questions on Twitter, @DearestScooter on Twitter. This is just a podcast to bore you to sleep. It starts out, it's a bedtime story. It starts out interesting. Gets a little bit more and more boring as we go along. And it's silly, a little weird, a little strange. But I promise to try to create a safe place where you can fall asleep. Because I've been someone that suffered from insomnia and sleepless nights. I'm also someone that's boring. They're good at telling boring stories. And so that's the genesis of this podcast. A boring person and people to listen that can't sleep. All right? Thank you so much for listening, and I hope I help you fall asleep tonight. We're back with another episode of Get Bezos, the tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cash Penny's escape from purgatory, post-death, of course, and return to Earth in a quest for vengeance against Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com and the man they feel crushed their retail empires. You can find older episodes on our website at www.supermoviepodcast.com/GetBezos, GetBezos. When we last left off, you know, there's a lot going on in hell. James and RW are down in hell, and there's giants and centaurs and stuff. But I know if you're a regular listener, you gotta be wondering, well, what about what's going on to Earth? What's going on to Earth, you know? You left us hanging up there. Well, I know. And that's what we're going to find out tonight. Because when we last left off, there was a wedding going on and gunplay and the Rainbow Warrior, some sort of militant version of Greenpeace that showed up, and then James Cash Penny and R.W. Sears jumped into hell. So let's find out on another episode of Get Bezos. Hiya! So when we open tonight's episode, it's in a hospital room. There's some beeping going on, as there is most hospital rooms. Steady, rhythmic beeping in the background. I'm going to do a little Michael Winslow here. Beep, 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 beep. That kind of stuff. And kind of Darth Vader-y sounds. And suddenly, there's someone lying in the bed. For a second, it's almost like we're the ones lying in bed and we're opening our eyes. Been listening to that beeping noise. And we're looking around the room and notice, yeah, we're in a hospital gurney. We're disoriented. Where am I? Even as a listener and a narrator, we're disoriented, just like this patient, and looking around, and it kind of feels like the room's waving back and forth. It's like one of just a sterile white room. You don't see any windows. I'm a little bit scared, but just really disoriented. And then we see a nurse. 50-something woman nurse, and she's filling out a chart at the foot of our bed. She's, oh, you're awake. Oh, lie back down, dear. Let me just check your temperature here. And she takes our temperature, but with one of those laser temperature things, she just shoots us in the forehead. Okay, okay, your temperature's normal. And how's your pain level? What's your pain level? Oh, well, we're so out of a... I don't know. I don't know what my pain level is. Okay, honey, just calm down. Calm down. You're going to be okay. You're safe. You're in a room. We've got you all what happened to me? I don't remember what happened to me. Oh, you were shot, honey. You were shot. What? What? I can't. It was shot. Yeah, you don't remember your was your bridesmaid, your maid of honor, your flower girl? It was this little man, a young man. He shot you. Lukey, that was his name. He shot you. Lukey shot me? Yeah, I think he was trying to shoot you, but he wasn't a very good aim, so he just... I think he was trying to shoot you down in the back, but I think he just hit the back of your thighs. Oh, my thighs. He shot me in my thighs? Yeah, it's a perfect spot. He didn't hit anything. Yeah, he just hit your thighs. Well, one was your bottom. The bottom of your bottom. So between your thigh and your gluteus maximus. But yeah, you're going to be fine, sweetie. And where am I? The room's like spinning and shit. Well, you're in the Rainbow Warrior, honey. The Rainbow Warrior. Oh. Okay. Oh, no. What? I'm on the Rainbow Warrior? Yeah. Yeah, and I'm one of the Rainbow Warriors. Warriesses. Or what? Warinas. Yeah, and I know all about you and trying to hurt those orca whales and feed them human meat. You're a naughty, naughty girl. Oh. But don't worry. I didn't have to take any Hippocratic oath, but I'm not a hypocrite. So your life in the light of a orca whale, they almost balance you. Well, I'll take care of you. I'll do my job. I'm not paid. I'm a volunteer, but I believe I just don't want to talk to you, but you're fine. You've got your morphine drip and you'll be fine. So I'm just going to leave now. Who's here with me? Is anybody come looking for me? Why did Lukey shoot me? Why did Lukey shoot you? I would think you'd be able to figure out why Lukey would shoot you. I've heard we've got poor Lukey in another. Well, it's not important. What you did to poor Lukey was almost as bad. But never mind. I can't look at you. Lukey shot me. So James, who am I here with? You have a... The nurse walks out of the room, and we realize it's Angela Bissos, the one's lying in bed, and she's kind of sighing, and she's looking around.
Miss Bissos. Tisk, 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 my dear. Look to your right, my dear. Right over here. I'm right over here on your bedside here. I'm on your bedside, Miss Bezos.
Oh, it's you. You're that Willie guy.
That's one of the names I go by, Miss Bezos. Sorry if I call you Angela. Angela Bezos.
What do you want? Why are you... Where's Jeffrey and Luke? Is Lukey okay?
Miss Lukey's none of your business, ma'am. Treat that poor boy like he's an animal. Make him dress up like... he's a grown man. You made him dress up like he's a little boy. Dress him up in a dress, and then you make him change the dress. I saw the whole thing, Miss Bessels. Miss Bessels, you and I... We need to have a conversation. It's not going to be a pretty conversation here because we got to talk about a lot of things. And you can just wipe off the desperate act, all right? Because I am a man to be dealt with, and I know you're a woman to be dealt with respect. And I expect the same as I'm trying to say, like a golden rule type thing, like Mr. James Cash Penny. He had the Golden Rule Stores. Did you know that was where he started his fortune? The Golden Rule Store. Imagine if he had treated you with the same Golden Rule.
Well, he kind of did. He was quite nice to me. And, you know, I'm not at 100%, just so you know. So, yeah, I'm not...
All right, Miss Bessis, I'll do the talking here for a bit. Is that fine, Miss Bessos?
I thought you said you... Yes, in fact, you could call me Angela. What can I call you?
You could call me, why don't you call me Mr. Hale? Why don't you call me Mr. Hale?
That's a strange, I'm not sure I want to call.
Like I said, I'll be doing the talking here, Miss Bessos, Angela. So just sit back and let your pretty little head lie on that pillow and make sure your mind is as clear as can be. Because we're having a serious conversation here, as I said. Now, Miss Bessos, I want some answers. Let's start with this Janet Jackson. You're a big fan of Miss Janet Jackson. Now, is she Miss Janet Jackson? She married? Is she single? She married? How old a woman is Janet Jackson nowadays, you know?
I thought you wanted to... Janet, I don't know. 40? 50? She's timeless. Miss Jackson, too, because you're nasty. I mean, in a general sense. And, yeah, I love Janet Jackson. What's the point?
Just trying to establish some rapport with you, Miss Bessos. Because I've always found, you know, as a man that dabbles in the world of hell, well, I guess I do more than dabble. I've always wondered, is she a deceiver? Or is she for real? She's so... beautiful. I mean, she's as cute as a teddy bear, but she's also beautiful and sexy. And she got that voice, and I could see why you'd be singing that to a man. A man. You'd sing that song with him when you had a man held close to your heart. You'd be singing Janet Jackson music. Or if you needed to perk up a little, you know, Rhythm Nation, I believe you were a fan of the Rhythm Nation or the... Remember, were you a member of Rhythm Nation?
Oh, I can't remember if there was... I mean, I think I was in the Janet Jackson fan club, and I think there was a Rhythm Nation patch, so I did have that. But why don't we just cut the bullshit, okay? Rapport established. I know you're an idiot. I'll deal with you with as much respect as I can with... I'm not sure how much you deserve from what I've heard from James and R.W. and Jeffrey and Hans. Hans has told me a bit about you.
Hans Zimmer Gorebelly. You and Hans are close, I take it. I'm well aware of your association with Mr. Gorebelly. And we're going to get into those questions very, very soon, Mr. Bessos, okay? So you just lie. Tight there, lie tight, like you're in a little cradle, and I'm gonna rock your cradle. I mean, not in the sexual Billy. Was that Billy Idol Rock the Cradle? That was is that a comeback album? I don't know. I don't get, you know, things in hell, or I'm tapping into the earthly. Anyway, now let's get to the point here. As you've been sleeping here, we've been getting news reports in about Earth. You reside on the planet Earth, do you, Miss Bessos? Angela, is that where you reside on Earth? Angela, you're going to answer.
Oh, that's a rhetorical question, of course.
Well, I think you got other plans. Now, we've been getting reports in of bad things happening on Earth, around the world. Have you ever seen a movie like Willy Wonka or Airplane, the movie Airplane? Those are two good examples. They're old, but where they have the news reports, you know, from worldwide, especially Airplane. I'm surprised they haven't rebooted that movie. Well, yeah, we get movies in hell. I mean, I do, because I run things, you know. But, yeah, so they do the news reports around the world. Well, those are real now. So I've been seeing news reports. We've been up in the officer's deck there in the granola factory, as I like to call it here, on the ship. It's a little joke, you know. Okay. Well, there's things that aren't going well on your planet Earth here. There's demons about it. And we're at sea. You can feel us at sea rocking a little bit. Back and forth. It kind of eases you into sleep. Back and forth. I don't need you sleeping, Angela, but yeah, the sea creatures and demons and wrecking cities and people are thinking, is this it? Is this pestilence? Is it going to rain fire? Now, these are isolating incidents, but pretty soon people are going to, you know, wonder if this is real or some sort of viral marketing thing. What is happening? What's the truth? So that your planet is under siege is what I'm telling. Now, I'm from hell. Now, we're under our own kind of siege because of your little actions, little lady. And I'm going to tell you, you're in a position where the more you tell me, the better things are going to go for you. The less you tell me, the worse things are going to go for you. So just keep that in mind. And I'm not the buffoon you might think I am.
I don't believe you, because you are a buffoon. Hansen had you under observation for quite some time. We know you're not that bright a man, and that's okay. I'm sure they put you in charge of hell for a reason. I mean, I can't imagine. It could have been a mix-up, but maybe there's a reason. But we know you're not that smart a man.
I'm not a man.
Well, whatever you are. So, that's fine. And you can do whatever you want to me. You can kill me. Just go ahead and kill me. Or you could, I mean, there's no need to hurt me. I've been shot in my thighs and my glutes by Lukey. But if you need to hurt me, that's fine. But your hell's going to go away. And there's almost nothing you can do about it. I'm sure Siri sent James and RW off, but, you know, either way, if your health stays, that's fine with me. If it goes away, it goes bye-bye. What are you going to do? You're a buffoon. You really think you're going to make it here on Earth? And that's too bad about the monsters being on Earth. That wouldn't be my problem, though. It'd be yours.
Well, no, you're the ones that shut the power off in hell, you and Mr. Gorebelly, your associate. So I just need to get to the bottom of things. Because, I mean, it would be unfortunate to have hell nuke, but I'm not there. Obviously, I'm not there. So I'll still be here, and then they'll reboot hell or rebuild hell or come up with some alternative. So it'd be unfortunate. I would not want to see my hell. I mean, I got plenty of people that like that. I run a sports franchise down there. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have a sports franchise. But yeah, I like things down there, but it's still hell. I mean, it's hell. It's a hell hole down there. So why don't you tell me about this email your partner sent out to all the rich people of the world? They can cheat death and cheat hell and... Is that your plan? I don't see you. I don't get it. I mean, I guess I am a buffoon. You just, what are you going to do with these? You're going to have them circumvent hell and live forever. I kind of get it, but I don't know. Is that for earthly riches? I just don't make any sense because you know the Almighty's going to demote you sooner or later. And I just can't make sense of it at all. And then you don't seem to care if hell's there or not. I mean, you guys have kind of created as far as we can tell, some sort of side hell where you're stolen a bunch of our workers. And I don't get it. I mean, you're going to take the rich people, you're going to offer them for their souls? Well, I'm not going to talk. You think you're just going to trick me into talking?
I've got nothing to say to you, except for this. Except for this. Hell be damned. See, I had to throw one in there. But, you know, hell doesn't have to go away. You could work with us. You could still have your hell. We could plus it. We could make things better for you. And you'll have more control. And whatever it is you like, I don't understand your motivations. But you can't be happy down there. We can change all that. You can work with us. We don't have to be in opposition. And Hans has got everything figured out, baby. It's going to be fine. My dear, you're playing with, I mean, you're a human. Haven't you read any myths? Or don't you know what happens when you fuck with the gods or the god or even people like me? I don't even barely, I have some special powers when I'm in hell, but you're not supposed to mess with us. That's what the legends. They're supposed to say, oh, don't bite the apple. Oh, yeah. We both know that's a bunch of bullshit. Oh, the woman's fault. Oh, I'm just made from a man's rib. I'm just a second-class citizen. And I'm not supposed to be intelligent. And I'm not supposed to seduce men or encourage my man to have some ambition. We're just supposed to be subservient. Oh, you can do whatever you want, except this. And it's talk about a setup. So don't lecture me about whatever. And don't give me any metaphors about Icarus or any garbage like that, okay? I've had about enough. And Hans Zimmer Gorbelly may be a person. I don't even think he wants to be a god, you know? He's got enough power. He's running on a higher percentage of his brain than even, probably 10 times even what Jeffrey is. And Jeffrey's got way more brains than most mortal men. And I mean, you run hell, you're an idiot. Well, hold on. Wait a second, he's not smarter than Jeffrey. He's not smarter than Jeffrey. I mean, that guy's not smarter than me. Well, hold on. Sorry, I got carried away there. What are you talking about? Why are you a big fan of Jeffrey's? Oh, yes, Jeffrey's the best. He is. He's handsome and intelligent, and I just like the cut of his jib. I wish I could take him down to hell with me, and he could be my boss. I mean, hey, I'd work for him. I mean, I would want fair wages, you know. You know, I'd just want to work for free. But, yeah, I could work for... I'm going to get back to the point, right? I'm going to get right back to the point, which is you guys are playing with fire. I mean, literal fire. And brimstone, there's brimstone, and I mean, we got lava down there. I mean, you haven't been, young lady, you haven't been to hell. It's just, it's whatever. I mean, do you have an imagination? Of course I do. I imagined I was part of the Rhythm Nation. It was me and Janet, and we're sisters, and you know, I kind of wrote like some fan fiction, and me and Janet, it was kind of like, you know, just like, I mean, and now things are changing, but Encyclopedia Brown, I mean, give me a break, okay? So I made my own Encyclopedia Brown, but it was me and Janet Jackson. And it should have been a cartoon, because, I mean, Mr. T, maybe there was, I don't know. Okay, I'm getting off track. Well, we have things covered. As I said, Hans has plenty to offer the Almighty. He has do you know God? Do you speak with him? Or her, or is there, what's the deal? What's the deal with God? Well, it's not, that's not, this is not a time, the place for a conversation like that. That's liable to upset one of us, or it could be people listening in this conversation. And we don't want to, these are beliefs, my dear. These are beliefs. I'm more worried about actual real things like your planet being destroyed, hell getting nuked by heaven. Those are real things. Powers out in hell. You got your buddy there building the alternative hell and trying to get. Okay, let me ask you this, my dear. What if there are no rich people? What if I just keep you here? And then maybe we get eaten by a sea serpent from hell or whatever. But what if all your rich people get wiped out? You know, what if no one comes to help? the people here on Earth. What's Mr. Gorbea? Well, then there'll all be, we have that covered, like I said. And Hans, I think I can reveal this too. He has a little system set up, and it can reform people even faster than hell. So hell's really an unnecessary thing, and it distills people's mistakes and helps them to learn from them immediately and suffer all the cuts. You don't know anything, my dear. You really do not get it, my dear, at all. Oh, my, I feel bad for you. Okay. You know we can shut the alarm off in hell anytime we want. Restore the power. Restore partial power, whatever it is. We can even work out a truce. We could turn the alarm off. We could turn it back on. We could turn the power off. We can turn it back on. You don't think James and RW are really going to make it through hell, do you? Yeah, I'm hopeful they will. I mean, they have some lust and slush. I mean, Jerry, you saw what they did to Jeffrey. It was barely, I don't even know how much RW put into his eyes. Temporary blindness, you get a lot of that. I mean, that's what I mean, dear. You don't know what you're tangling with here. Lust and slush. I mean, that's child's play up there in the easier parts of hell. Gluttony, lustins, whatever. I mean, we're on a ship now, run by a man that was abusing plants. I mean, he's made a reformation or whatever you want to call it, a reinventation. Now he's the prince of goldfish. And that's the funny thing, my dear. You see, these people are not the people you've seen on your TV channel. You know what? Can you believe that woman that was in the tree, Julia Alvarez is her name, I believe, Butterfly. Julia Butterfly Alvarez. Beautiful, beautiful woman. Brave, brave young woman at that time. Real people were really mean to her. Now she's such a best-selling, successful author. I mean, talk about, don't they say, one of your papers says there's no second acts in life. She's had 3-4 acts, and she's still a young lady. I probably peg her at 30 to 50 years old. I'm not good with age because I've been around. But you believe that? And she's written quite a few books, not just one, like a little. And then how about all the self-publishing? I mean, I read that Wool. You read that book. It's a good book. It's quite a, and I think I don't know, I think it was like a Charles Dickens type situation. John dies at the end. That's another one. That's got a little hill. Do you read books? You read audiobooks. You know, listen, buffoon. You're trying my patience. Now, just get me a phone, and we'll just have a little temporary stay, okay? I don't want to have a showdown here. Just get me a phone, and I will at least shut the alarm off temporarily until we work to. Nah. I'm going to just call up to the Prince of Goldfish, and what we're going to do is, you see, funny thing, I know you have this little interrupters to keep people from going to hell and the workers. But the strangest thing, my dear, is right now, hell's closed. So's your part of hell. So, these people up on the boat, like I was saying, I got a little distracted by the lovely butterfly Julia Alvarez. I think she probably just goes by Julia Alvarez now. But, you know, she's an author. But, We're going to take you up on the deck of the boat. They're bloodthirsty up there. I mean, years of plant abusing's got that guy crazy, the goldfish prince. And I think he's trying to make up for all. And you got Mother Nature. You know, man, Mother Nature's lost her temper. Yeah, she's got seas. So they're bloodthirsty. So we're going to take you up there, and they're going to feed you to what do you call those things? An orca whale you love so much. You've got a twisted way of loving animals, my dear. But they're all this talk about hell and Mother Nature. So, yeah, Mother Nature, she's has to fight all these demons that are from heck. So, yeah, we're going to feed you, and then you'll become a zombie. And then what we'll do, we're going to re-catch you. And they're just going to keep you here on Earth, undead and prisoner. And then you won't go down. Because I think we figured out, Yeah, we figured out that, well, who's we? Just me, you know, me. I figured out what you really want. I knew it wasn't ambition. You seem like an ambitious person, but you've had plenty of success. No need to cheat to get success for you. You've had it. You fought for it. You're brave. You're strong. You're a powerful woman in a real and concrete way. And I was gonna think it's vengeance. And I was like, vengeance a little bit. I mean, vengeance, you know, kicked off your buddies coming from purgatory down here and all that. But vengeance, I was like, yeah, she vengeful? Maybe. And I was thinking it was love, this James Cashpenny, are you in love with James? But then the way you were talking about him and looking at him and acting strange, I was like, this can't be you're not in love with this man. You're going to risk you're in love with him. But then the first time Mother Nature's going to resurrect or transfer souls or whatever, rebirth someone, make someone dead alive, you're not going to have her test it out on somebody else first, like Loki or somebody? I didn't buy it. I don't buy it. And that's when I figured, I remembered you were in love with that, independent bookseller, a young man. He owned a independent bookstore. And I remember you pined after him. What was his name? Name is like Ms. Morrow. His name was Malcolm Westbrook. And yes, I loved him. I loved him with all my heart. Yeah, and I know he made an unfortunate end. He did, after he lost everything. Jeff just took everything from him in some sense, crushed him, crushed his dreams. He was one of those independent booksellers. He loved the one-on-one interaction with the customers and making suggestions. Well, I know you like this. Why don't you read this? But yeah, once Jeffrey came around, he kind of crushed that business, didn't he? He did. And I've never forgive. How do you know all this? I'll never forgive Jeff for it, but Jeff... You've been in hell. This is... how long have I been unconscious? Did Jeffrey tell you all this? Did Jeff tell you? Miss, I am... I told you I'm a much brighter man than I can... be perceived to be. So, you're not going to go down and meet your little lover there, Mr. What was his name again? Malcolm Westbrook's his name. All right. And he died. And he died committing some terrible things, and yes, he was, but Hans-Zimmer Gorbelli saved him, and in return for some things I've done, I will return to my love, Mr. Malcolm Westbrook, and you can't stop me. That's a little catch, young lady. We can, and we will. Why don't I give you a phone? You can call down Mr. Gorbelli down there. You can turn the power back on. We can save hell. We can save your world here. We'll turn the alarm off. We'll turn the power off, and then we'll talk about things. I'm not sure you could trust this Gorbelli fella. How do you know? According to what I've heard, he's got people down there working against their will, and he's just pulling them out of hell and replacing them or some such thing. And I need more details, so I need you to call who are you talking to? I'm not talking to anybody, but I was just mixed. I'm having trouble. What are you having trouble with? And, well, see, I got this. I'm just going to come clean. I'm not a good liar. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry. I have this thing in my ear here. You see this? You can see my ear there. There's a thing. And Jeff said, I stick it in my ear. I could hear him. And I could hear him. He said,
Okay, say this next. He said, okay, ask her this. He said, tell her you're smart and all that. But it's getting confusing because I hear you and then I hear Jeff and then my brain's going. And it's hard. So why don't we just bring in, oh, geez. And then all of a sudden the ship starts, whoosh, and then he's thrown across the room, slams into a couple walls, and the boat's rocking back and forth. And Angela's just, oh, but she's strapped down to the bed, of course. And yeah, I'm about, I better go. Jeff, what's going on? I was hearing this fuzzing, fuzz, fuzz, fuzz. I'm going to go. So he goes out of the room, closes, of course, locks the door. He's no bonehead. They go up to the thing, and the ship is caught in this whirlpool. And it's like circling, just like, the prototypical, is that the right vocabulary word for this situation? It's going around, but at the bottom of the whirlpool, he gets to the bridge. At the bottom of the whirlpool, everyone's in the bridge, and they're all locked in, looking down. Because it's like, as you go around the whirlpool, you see a lot of whirlpools in cartoons especially. I mean, maybe just 80s cartoons, where it's going around in this perfect circle. And that's what this is. But most of the time, you see it from like a third-person perspective from outside. But when you're seeing it from the first person perspective, like they are in the bow of the ship, the command center of the ship. I just said it, and I already captain's thingamajig, and you're looking down, and it's like being. You get a really good view of what's down at the bottom, and in this case, it's a giant demon whale, and somehow the whale has caused this whirlpool, and newsflash, there's demon whales in hell, at some part of hell, probably like the Australian hell, maybe, I don't know, Aussies, I mean, you guys got every poisonous thing, so maybe your hell has some demon whales in it, maybe Pinocchio's hell, or Geppetto's, maybe not though, because they lived. But not, so this boat is on the way down to the mouth of this demon whale, just waiting there to suck the boat up. The Rainbow Warrior, that might not be the Rainbow Warrior. I might have stolen that name from Greenpeace, or I didn't steal it, though. Like, Freddie Sprague, the Prince of Goldfish, co-opted it, but I could have sworn he changed it. So maybe it's the Rainbow Assassin, Rainbow. But whatever, they're in deep doo-doo here because they're going down and, things are malfunctioning on the ship and you just have this demon whale. Now, I don't know how many people are from. I need to close this out because we're short on time because it's close to the end of the month. But how many people are from the East Coast, from the New York City area, and were alive at all in the 1980s and are familiar with Cookie Puss. Cookie Puss, and I'll post something in the show notes, or you could just look on YouTube, look up Carvel Ice Cream Cookie Puss. Cookie Puss, I'm not sure if Cookie Puss was a whale, but I want to say that Cookie Puss was this whale that Carvel Ice Cream sold, or cake, Cookie Puss cake, and he was also their mascot. And it was a nice-looking cake, ice cream cake, that looked like a whale, Cookie Puss. Why they would call it Cookie Puss, I must be getting some part of the story wrong, of course, because, of course, Cookie Puss would be a cat, more than likely. But whatever. Internet loves cats. We love whales. This whale, even though it's a demon whale, it looks kind of not terribly frightening. It kind of, I don't know, that's what made me think of Cookie Puss. It's like, it's a nice little white whale. Fail whale? I'm not sure. I think I've seen a fail whale being carried by balloons, maybe on 505 on Twitter, 405 or 504, whatever it is. So, yeah, that's where we're going to stop tonight. But I just want to make sure to clarify for you before we stop that this whale is not as horrific as it might seem. So, good night. Hope you get a great night's sleep.